three young boys murdered in cold blood.
Damien Eccles, Jesse Miss Kelly, and Charles Jason Baldwin were accused of the crime. Their conviction, it turned out, was based on questionable evidence and false testimonies.
At some point, did Damien invite you to some meeting?
He did. A cult, satanic meeting.
Okay.
I testified to it, but I lied on the stand.
The widely publicized trials attracted the attention of filmmakers.
Innocent until proven guilty, but in this case, it's the other way around. You're guilty until proven innocent.
In 1996, Paradise Lost was the first documentary to question whether justice had been served.
There were just 15 years of evidence and new information.
Amy Berg's 2012 documentary, West of Memphis, not only follows the case since then, but presents new evidence that focuses on Terry Hobbs, the stepfather of one of the three slain children. Burke says Hobbs has been identified through a DNA match and interviews with family members.
We did a thorough investigation on him.
She argues that the three convicted men should be pronounced innocent.
I think that the documentary stands alone as a reason to exonerate them and to prosecute the real killer. So we hope that the film can stand as that testament.
While Hobbs has denied any involvement, in 2011, the state of Arkansas agreed to release the three, but not exonerate them. Damien Eccles, who had been sentenced to death by lethal injection, tells VOA that to get out of jail, the three had to take what is called the Alford plea.
You're still maintaining your innocence. You're saying, I did not commit this crime, but you're accepting their guilty plea. And a lot of the reason for it is so that the state can't be held accountable for what they've done.
As a result, says Eccles, he and the other two still bear the stigma of murder.
I have three counts of murder on my record. The guy who went to trial with me, Jason Baldwin, he's currently in school. He wants to get his law degree and help people who are in the same situation we were, but he can't even practice law with a criminal record.
Maryland defense attorney Renee Sandler says often in high-profile cases such as the murder of children, the prosecution feels pressure to convict someone, anyone.
Political careers were made, reputations were made. The prosecutor dug in to whatever theory of the case that prosecutor believed at the time. And the police and the judge and everyone really was invested in the prosecution and convictions of these three people.
The state of Arkansas has refused to reopen the case.
I believe it would be practically impossible after 18 years to put on a proper case against the defendants.
Arkansas prosecuting attorney Scott Ellington did not respond to a VOA request for comment. But West of Memphis, the documentary, has opened cracks in the prosecution's argument. Recent hearings could point to a new trial for the three. Penelope Poulou, VOA News, Washington.